So about every quarter, I am at a healing mass, and this is about the fourth testimony that I'm getting from someone who has felt God's healing touch. And I got this testimony just yesterday. It's by Julie Harshman, and I actually met her at the festival here at St. Helen. And she talks about how somewhere around September of 2007, she discovered that she had cancer. She's prayed intensely at Bergamo, and obviously Mary has a lot to do with her, what's going on spiritually in her life. But then she also then goes on to say this. She said, "I heard that there was a healing mass, and before the end of the mass," just cut my name out there, "Father Satish went about to each person giving the sacrament of anointing. I was listening to what he was saying to people. He would tell people, 'Jesus loves you,' or 'hang in there.' When he came to me, he looked straight into my eyes and said, 'Know that you are healed.'" And by the way, I don't remember any of this. "I firmly believed that at that precise moment, the healing power of the Holy Spirit entered me, and I was completely cured of cancer. For the first time in months, I felt peace." She goes on to write this lengthy testimony about everything else she did since then, both with the doctors and with prayer. And then she says, "It's now June, that is just this month, and I'd like to tell you about the blessings so far. First of all, I had a complete physical in April. I'm 100% free. I'm 100% cancer free and in remission. But then, I knew it last May. I have been following the cancer maintenance diet, and I've never eaten anything this healthy. She's losing weight, which is good for her. She has been praying for her daughter-in-law, who's now coming back into the church. She's still praying for her husband." Just an amazing testimony of how God today continues to bring healing, life, and love to people. Now, I have been very intrigued by today's gospel reading, particularly the healing of the woman with hemorrhage. And the reason why I'm intrigued is this, because this is one of Jesus' unintentional healing. So contrast that with the dead girl being raised to life. Jesus went there intentionally, raised her by her hand, said, "Get up," and she rose from the dead. But not in the case of this woman. Jesus did not even know who touched his clothes. This woman, and that's what I'm emphasizing, somehow she's able to tap into the power of God. There was Jesus. He didn't know anything, but she, not by touching him, but just touching his clothes, is able to tap into the power of God. So when Jesus asks these people, he says, "Who touched me?" The disciples try to reason it out with him, and they say, "What are you talking about? People are crowding on upon you." And that is true. There were many people who were touching Jesus, but only one woman is able to tap into the power of God. And she did this not by touching him, but just his clothes. Now, in the end of the miracle, at the end of the miracle, when, of course, Jesus asks who did this, she gets very scared, and she comes and tells him the whole truth. Jesus says, daughter, your faith has saved you. I wish the author then would have an explanation of what this faith was like. It would have been so helpful for us that this is what faith meant in this context. This is how the woman did it. But we have no explanation of that. And I'm sensing that faith, the way Jesus said to her, faith, your faith has healed you, is very different from what we mean by faith in our context. For example, this woman, I'm not sure she believed in Jesus Christ the way we believe in Jesus Christ. She was not a Christian. She was not baptized. She was not even a Jew. Another gospel tells us that she was a Syrophoenician woman. And yet, she's able to steal power from God. And the question that I ask myself is, what is it that that woman had that I do not have? How can I tap into God's power in such a simple yet rewarding way? And I struggled with these questions all of last week, and I'm inviting you to struggle with me. Spending time in prayer, I'm going to offer three insights which I receive at my own prayer, and hopefully this will be helpful for all of us. The first thing I would like to know, and I'm trying to figure out is, see, this woman at some point made a decision that I am going to this man and touch his clothes. What is it that she knew about Jesus? Gospel doesn't tell us that, but what is it that she knew about Jesus to go and touch him, his clothes? Because at that point, there were many faith healers and miracle workers who would perform healings, but they would do it for a price. You have to pay them a price to do this. And she does not approach Jesus like people would approach a faith healer. In other words, there's something else going on. And what I'm thinking is, the reading gives me the impression that in spite of being a foreigner, in spite of being of a different culture and religion, she had immense, immense confidence in God. And what I mean by confidence is like total, I'm running out of words, but just this confidence that this person has something to do with God. And the God she knew is the God who's revealed in today's first reading from the Book of Wisdom. Hear what it says. It says, for God fashioned all things that they might have being. Not destruction, being. And the creatures of the world are wholesome. For God formed human beings to be imperishable. The image of his own nature, God made them. So she has this deep sense of God. An immense confidence, knowledge of God and confidence in God. And I'm saying the first clue for us, the woman gives us to tap into God's power, is this personal intimacy. Knowledge, experience, confidence, tremendous confidence in God. First clue. The second clue that we get from this woman's life, that somehow this woman had tremendous ability to just abandon her life in the presence of God. How do I conclude that? See, when Jesus became aware of his, that power had gone from him, he asked the question, who touched me? And this woman, she got scared. And she just came in front of Jesus. And gospel tells us she told him the whole truth. No pretensions, no pride, no self-defense, no excuses, no justifications. She just came in the presence of God and she allowed God to disarm her completely. Somehow, this woman had the ability to abandon herself, her life, everything that she is in the presence of God. And that's why, notice in the second miracle, Jesus takes only three people to raise up this girl from the dead. Peter, James, and John. Everyone else, get out. Because only some people have the ability to abandon themselves completely in God's presence. And I look at my own lives. It is not uncommon for me to come before God with conditions. I say, God, I want you, but please don't make any demands on me. I trust God, but I still trust wealth, power, and my own abilities more than God's. I say it, but inside, my trust is on the concrete things that I can touch. I want God to forgive me, but I don't want to forgive people. I hold on to grudge and anger sometimes. I say I love God, but I still have prejudices and anger and jealousy. The woman teaches us that if I must tap into God's power, that I must allow God to disarm me totally. Abandon myself before God. The woman teaches us a third lesson. On the one hand, this woman knew God, believed in God, had the confidence to go and touch his clothes. On the other hand, when Jesus came to know everything that happened, the gospel tells us that she came before God in fear and trembling. Now, those might be negative terms for us, fear and trembling, but I think the gospel reader is saying something else. What do we call this? That I'm intimate with God, yet I have the sense of fear. Not in a negative sense, but we call that awe. I know God, I love God, I have tremendous confidence in God, and yet there is this sense of the power, the awesomeness of the power and glory of God. You know, sometimes in our culture, God, I'm not saying we shouldn't be close to God, but we become too casual about God. God is this high school buddy that I can go to the bar and have a drink with. You know what I mean? Sometimes God is too casual for us. So we underestimate the power, the glory of God. This woman, she's able to touch, yet have the sense of awe. She had awe of the power of God. And it's that power that she's able to touch. It's that power that heals her. My dear friends, we are here at this Eucharist, and really, today, we won't be just touching this altar cloth hoping we'll be healed. We won't be just touching this table hoping that we'll be healed. We'll hold in our hands the very Christ whom this woman, with sense of awe and confidence and intimacy, touched only the hem of his garment. Christ will come in the same way, but whether we can tap into the power of God is up to us. And this woman is teaching us how we can do that. When you come to receive communion today, come with a sense of awe. Come with immense confidence. come allowing God to disarm you. And if you can do that, I believe that God's power, God's presence, God's healing, God's compassion, God's forgiveness can be ours in a very real way as well. That's the invitation, people of God say.